Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the You Visualize Show. You have tuned into the perfect community to connect with the most recent and leading authorities on creating the amazing life you prefer and deserve. On the You Visualize Show, you will gain insights on how to grow and thrive in a balanced mind, body, and spirit. Your host, Michelle Kraft, is a skilled life transformation guide, energy healer, visualizing video producer, and a celebrated author. The You Visualize Show offers you the top, most innovative, inspirational, and dynamic teachers, healers, and leaders serving our world today. Here you will be inspired by brilliant luminaries ushering in a new age of love, health, and prosperity that will help guide you on your self-transformation adventure. The You Visualize Show is sure to be insightful, evocative, and enriching. So sit back and enjoy The You Visualize Show. Here's your host, Michelle Kraft.
Good day to all. Thank you for tuning in to The You Visualize Show. Here, you will have the opportunity to learn how to create or manifest the life experience you prefer. This is your host, life transformation coach, and energy healer, Michelle Kraft. Welcome. Anytime you miss one of my shows, you will find the show in the archives, as well as numerous other amazing shows, and can listen at your leisure. In case you didn't know, I have a YouTube channel called You Visualize. There you can listen and watch still photo videos of the amazing interviews from the You Visualize show. The You Visualize show is becoming a more exciting experience with every show. Without fail, there's yet another amazing healer, teacher, or shaman as my guest here, sharing their extraordinary insights. And now broadcasting from various parts of the world, it's an even more stimulating and evocative experience. Today, we will be talking about beliefs, negativity, and success. Do you want to understand the truth behind your negativity? Well, learn how to decipher your code and stop sabotaging your success. Clayton Nanger tells us every day we all experience negativity, whether it be feelings, emotions, actions, behavior, or self-talk within ourselves or from others. For many people, it causes them to sabotage success, relationships, health, well-being, and finances, ultimately preventing them from fully experiencing their life and living their dreams. In his book, The Ego's Code, Clayton Nanger explores the spiritual reasons for negativity, its purpose, and where it comes from. He explains the effects on the physical body, the mind, how it interacts with spirit, and impacts on your life. The Ego's Code offers new insights and understanding to change old beliefs and perceptions about negativity. Clayton then invites you to undertake simple and yet powerful exercises to release your negativity, to change your reality so you can live your dream. Welcome to the You Visualize Show, Clayton. Oh, my, great. Hold on, they're reconnecting me now. Okay, can we be heard on air? I guess not. I'm not sure what's going on, Clayton. Are you still there? Freaking hell.
All righty. Well, I will ask questions, I guess, until I can get back online. I don't know what happened. I probably shouldn't have been talking about it. Anyway, so... why are you doing this? What is happening?
Okay, I hope we're being heard now.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can. I'm hoping the people on air can hear everything. I think you must be able to because you're on. I can hear you. So we're just going to jump right in here. Sorry for that interruption. I hope they heard my awesome introduction of you. So we'll begin with, welcome to the show, Clayton.
Thank you, Michelle. It's lovely to be here. A few technical problems, it's all good. It's all good. It's all part of the experience.
So what I'm going to do is say, you know what? It is so wonderful to talk with you again. You know, it's been about 6 years since we've had the pleasure of your company on the You Visualize Show. I believe this is actually the third time you've been on. The first one, we talked about being true to who you really are, if you remember that one. And then shortly after that, you and your lovely wife, Lindsay, and my husband, Jerome, joined us for the Christmas show, Manifesting a Lover for Christmas. And we had such a great time.
I remember. That was a great time. Awesome time.
Yeah, and I'd like to say to my listeners, if you'd like to listen to those shows, you can find them in the archives. I know you will enjoy them. So first of all, I'd like to say, Clayton, I really enjoyed your book. I actually had some insights while reading it. And
I'm very pleased about that.
Yeah, and one of them was the exact reason for my struggle to complete a particular novel. I learned what was tripping me up, and now I feel like I can complete that novel next year. So thank you to you. And just for our listeners, I want to say it has something to do with my belief that I can't be me, you know, that I can't say what is important, you know, and, you know, to me. So let's get started. Please tell our listeners in short what your book, The Ego's Code, is basically about.
Okay, so everybody in life experiences negativity. And as you said in the introduction, whether that be thoughts, feelings, emotions, behaviors, actions, whatever that is, and what I've discovered through my own journey of self-sabotage and sabotaging every area of my life, from relationships to health to wealth to my business, that there is a pattern to our hardship, to our negativity, and that when we embrace the pattern and we understand what the learning is associated with that pattern, we can release the energy associated with it. And that pattern is called the ego's code. And I have a very different belief system around, or truth system around the ego. And I talk about belief systems and truth systems in the book, in the fact that the ego is not here to harm us or to hinder us, but ultimately to serve us. And I look at the ego from a position of expanding your greatness out. And so negativity is just energy. And what I talk about in the book is how to release that energy so that you can experience more joy, more love, more happiness, and ultimately have a love affair with yourself in your own life.
Well, I don't know anybody who wouldn't want that. More love, more health, more success. That's awesome. One of the things that intrigued me was your talk about the internal flame. Can you give us a little insight on what that means?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that there's a metaphor that is a good metaphor to use for that, is that the sun is always shining. And whether the clouds are in the sky or whether it's throwing it down with rain, the sun is always there above the clouds shining. And so the internal flame is like our divine self within us, the divine self which we can access at any time, but sometimes is like a fog that comes down and prevents us from truly feeling who we are. But at the end of the day, we are always there. We're always inside. And one of the challenges that we experience in life is that we've been conditioned to ignore negativity or push it to one side or sweep it under the carpet. But unfortunately, you can't ignore it. You can't sweep it under the carpet. You can't stuff it down and hope it will go away, because spiritually, negativity is not negative. It's there for a reason. And so the internal flame that's within us is always shining bright. It's always there. But sometimes life just gets in the way, and there's a reason for that. So if you imagine your sunshine is always there shining in the sky, and it's just a matter of, you know, finding a way through the fog and through the clouds to allow that light to shine out in a beautiful and powerful way.
I love that. When I saw it, it clicked for me when I read that. I mean, it's always like, you know, it's so visual and so vivid that it really drives the point home. And I really did like that. So one of the things that is, of course, big throughout the book is the exercises, you know, within the ego code. And talk to us about those exercises and what their purpose is, for us as readers.
Okay. I've read many personal development books over the years and spiritual books and things like that. And there's some amazing authors out there. But one of the things that I found in my own journey is around how I apply everything. So, and the one thing I love to do on my events and ultimately through the book is about helping people to understand who they are. Whilst we are divine light beings with this beautiful inner light that's shining very, very brightly, we are still living on the earth and we still have a human being existence to experience. So what I'd like to do with the exercises is to take it's about raising awareness about who we are and how we can understand who we are when we're in flow and when we're not in flow, and then ultimately what you can do about it. And they're very, very simple, straightforward exercises aimed at raising self-awareness, aimed at helping us to understand the intuitive truth that's within inside us, where we have perfect alignment between the head and the heart. And the exercises are important, but what I recommend for people is to read the book and then go back and, you know, do the exercises as you read through it again. And it's purely about gaining personal insight into who you are and what is important to you in your life. That would be the reason for the exercises.
I could certainly see that when I was reading it. I'm choosing to go back and do the exercises now that I read it, because I really did feel like I needed to complete it first, you know. So, you know, a reoccurring theme in your book, Clayton, is that negativity isn't a bad thing. And I'm sure this must come as a surprise to your readers as well as listeners today, considering your book is largely about changing negative patterns so that we can think more positively. Tell us about this theme.
Well, I looked at, as I mentioned earlier, as I have gone through my life, I've noticed that I have regularly sabotaged. Even when I was writing the ego's code, I would procrastinate because I noticed that there was lots of fears that were coming up around putting my vulnerability and my story out into the world. And again, what it was great about it was I was actually putting into action as I was writing the book what was actually happening. So I was bringing the negativity up and allowing it to come out. The whole purpose about negativity is it's about keeping you safe. And in its most primal function, it's about keeping you safe. But the thing about negativity is when we experience negativity, it relates to the past. And when we've what happens is it creates a tear within the soul, and part of our soul leaves and goes to a place where it feels safe. And that then creates a tear within the soul, and into that tear or that void goes all the negativity associated with that particular trauma, whether that be big or small. And that negativity then gets programmed into the ego as the ego is created, which I talk a lot about in my book. So the ego goes through life putting you in situations for you to learn. And the challenge is, if we make negativity wrong, we're making something that is there to keep us safe wrong. Negativity is just energy. And so all energy can be released. It can be transformed into something that will serve you as opposed to hinder you. And when you understand that, and you understand that you can use it as a fuel for change, then you can really start to make some big changes in our life. So, you know, so many times people get consumed in the negativity as opposed to almost stepping back from it and looking at it. And one of the things I talk about in the book is about there's five steps, which I'll happily talk about a little bit later, about how you can step out of the past. Because every time we experience negativity, we are reliving the past in the here and the now. And it's what you do in the here and the now that's most important. I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, definitely. And I will really be thinking about that as I jump back into my novel and find myself procrastinating because of negative emotions coming up. I'll just face it and let it happen and not call it wrong. I think that's a big part of it, you know. As soon as we feel a negative feeling, we want to go the other direction. You know, we want to avoid what is seemingly causing it. And I think the fact is that I didn't often know what was causing the negative feelings when I did write the book, because the book is very personal. And I think the personal stuff that happened to me, you know, growing up brought up those negative feelings, and then I would stop writing. And so yes. I didn't want to feel it. So I think that's what you're trying to say happens to us probably on a regular basis.
Yeah, and exactly. And the thing is negativity is just feedback. And when we understand that negativity is just feedback, it puts us in a position of power. And it's a position of true control over our life, as opposed to allowing our life to control us. And you know, there's a story that I talk about in the book I talk about a spiral effect. Every time you experience negativity, you are literally receiving feedback from the universe that something is not quite right or how you think it should be. And it is a message from you to you. So many times in life, we become conditioned or told that our negativity is wrong or our feelings are wrong. But your body and your mind and your higher self are communicating to you in that moment that something is not quite right or how you think it should be. And so by ignoring that, you are ignoring yourself. And so this is what I talk about embracing you and allowing it to come up. And sometimes it's hard. You have to go through the resistance, you know, and go into it and go through it, because the more you avoid it, the more it will come back, and it will come back harder and harder and harder until the point that you actually have to pay attention to it. Because sometimes in life that can then show up through illness, because the body is trying to communicate to you and you're ignoring it. So the body starts to fight back against you ignoring it, for want of a better description.
That makes very, very much sense, because I noticed that when that negative feeling would come up and I'd stop with the book, I often just thought I wasn't feeling well, something wasn't right, and I was getting sick. This is a very insightful chat here we're having, Clayton. I'm sure listeners, though, have been waiting with bated breath. I baited them on Facebook with the Stonehenge, so I'm sure they're waiting. That little clue, what that has to do with your insights, you know, in the ego's code. So let's not make them wait any longer.
Okay, so Stonehenge is a very, very special sacred place on the planet. And it's not just connected to the Earth plane, it's connected to many different dimensions. And quantum physics and quantum mechanics have proven that we operate in more than one dimension. And I woke up one morning, and funny enough, Lindsay, my beautiful wife, princess, was overseas. And she'd always wanted to go to Stonehenge. And I said, look, I'll wait till you get back. But I woke up one morning. It was throwing it down with rain. And I thought, you know what, for some reason it's like a thread was coming out of me, pulling me. And I thought, okay, I'm going to Stonehenge today. I have no idea why. And I drove to Stonehenge, which is a couple of hours from where I live in the UK. And I was just wandering around. And then all of a sudden, stopped wherever I was, and I just sat. And there was crowds and crowds of people around. I had an umbrella over my head, and I just literally sat on the floor and was almost like a bit catatonic. And, you know, went into a very deep meditative state. And a message was presented to me, and it said the true purpose of the ego is that the ego is a teacher. And it was fascinating to me, because that was all it was. It was just this message came in terms of the ego as a teacher. And then as I sat there in this meditative state, they started to fire, or my guides or the spirits were there, just started to fire in. You know, true purpose of negativity is here to serve us, not to hinder us. You know, the world needs to understand that. And it was literally little arrows of energy that was coming down into this meditation. And as I came out, I started to just make some notes on it, but it didn't make any sense to me at the time. And then, it was just a few months later. I can't even remember where I was, but again, I think I was just driving along the motorway, and other things started to come in. And I always meditate. I meditate as often as I can. I meditate every day at the moment. And as I was meditating, just new images, and it was sometimes it would just be an image, and I would just draw them in the book, and it was like a spiral came in. And then I'd be meditating another day, or just walking down the street, and a car would, you know, drive in front of me, and it'd be a certain number on the number plate, and I kept on seeing these symbols, and I would just write them all down in a book. And then I just started to connect the dots. I started to see the patterns that were coming up, and ultimately at the time it was called the ego's teacher. And then gradually over time it formed into the ego's code.
Wow, that's amazing. I'm sure that everyone that came to listen to find out what that meant is very satisfied now. So we lost a little bit of time, so I'm going to jump right here. We have about 3 minutes. I would like you to, if there's anything you'd like to leave them with before we go, what would that be? We have about 3 minutes.
What I would love to leave people with is just 5 quick steps. The first one is to never ignore your negativity. Notice it and observe it and allow it to come up. Because by observing it, your awareness creates presence, which brings you into the here and the now. And just by being into the here and the now, it moves you from the past into the present. And that then puts you in a position of control and power in your life. And it's from that place that you can make a conscious choice from a conscious mind, as opposed to an unconscious choice from a place that ultimately operates in the past. And I talk a lot about this on my events, and, you know, if people would love to experience themselves, you know, then there's information on my website about something called a 48-hour negativity detox, which is very much about full immersion into yourself for 48 hours.
Wow. I wonder how cleansing that would be.
Okay. Yeah, I ran one in Switzerland. I say we because it was the divine a few weeks ago, and I was blown away at what you can achieve in 48 hours. And what I would like to, I'm doing an event in California, Woodside, California, in just a couple of weeks. And if you would like to come on the event, I'll happily, you know, offer a 30% discount with a discount code called Woodside. I can send you the information, Michelle, and if people would like to come and join us, it's going to be a fun 48 hours. That's all I can promise.
Awesome. And if it's after the 25th, I might be able to do it. My son's getting married on the 25th, and I am actually officiating at the wedding.
So oh, my goodness me, that's amazing. You have to come to the UK. I think it's the 24th, 25th, 26th in Woodside, and it's in a beautiful, sacred place as well, which is very secret, which we send out the address to a week before.
Wow. Ooh, sounds very intriguing. I'm actually going to be probably in Ireland in the fall, so I'd probably be more likely to catch the UK one. So, well, that's awesome. I have really, really enjoyed talking with you, and I'm really able to edit this show so that we can cut out some of the things like, what, are you on? Are you there? We'll cut those out, you know. So, well, thank you so much for chatting with us here on the Visualize Show, Clayton. It was wonderful.
Thank you so much for having me. And, you know, I really am very grateful.
So, you can learn more about Clayton Anger's work in the Ego's Code at claytonjohnanger.com. And you can order Clayton's book, The Ego's Code, straight from Amazon.com. Just put in The Ego's Code by Clayton Anger. I was truly inspired by Clayton's book, The Ego's Code, and I highly recommend it to those who would like to change old patterns and become a more happy and positive person. Your mind will open and expand after reading this amazing book. Clayton, thank you for sharing your insights of your own awakening in your book, The Ego's Code. There's no doubt that it's
groundbreaking. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. You're welcome. So also visit my website, themichellecraft.com, where you can learn more on how to manifest the reality you prefer. The tools there provided, such as a personalizing, visualizing videos, as well as articles, resources, and life transformation coaching with me online and in person. Thank you for listening to the You Visualize Show. This has been your energy healer, life transformation coach, and host of the You Visualize Show, Michelle Craft. Until next time, happy manifesting, and have a sweet, blessed day.